Today we want to speak about the deliverer, God being the greatest deliverer, God being able to do for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And I want to talk to you and I want to break it down systematically about religion. Rob?
Yeah, we obviously know people. Jesus is the deliverer, but God is raising up deliverers in this hour for such a time as this. And in the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse, it said, "The Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who were in Egypt. I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." And in verse 11, Moses comes to God. He says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Egypt out of Israel?" He goes before God and he says, "God, who am I going to tell the people sent me?" And God comes on this scene in verse 14. He says, "Moses, tell them, I am who I am has sent you. I am has sent you." And the reality is, Vic, Moses is dead. Catherine Coleman's dead. Wigglesworth is dead. The deliverers now are us. It's me and Vic. It's the body of Christ. God is raising up modern day deliverers to come to a church and a region near you.
And I believe that that is so true. But I want to say this. I heard Rob say that God was hearing the cry of his people. And I want you to know that God hears the cry of the people of God right now. I believe that even God is pouring out more grace under what we're going through now in society, the things that are happening around us. I believe God is hearing our cry more than ever. I started saying, "Hey, God, you know, I'm just like you. Why, Lord? Why is this? And why is that?" You know, we're flesh and blood. You know, I might have an anointing to preach, but I still bleed the same way you do. And I want to tell you something. That God says, "Son, stop asking me why. I'm working out my perfect will in your life. I'm working out my perfect will in your brothers and sisters' lives." He said, "Look at the dominoes." And I remember standing back and thinking about a domino. You know, God touches one domino. That could be me. And I'm not necessarily mean he pushes us down. But he starts to press on us. And all of a sudden, there's a domino effect throughout the body of Christ. I believe that God is looking for a tag team. I touch you, you touch the next one. And we run this race. But I believe that God right now, like a fine-tuned symphony, he is bringing together an orchestra like you've never seen before. And like Rob said, that there are new deliverers that are coming up. I don't know if you ever heard of Heidi Baker. Heidi Baker is a deliverer that is touching Africa like no one has ever seen. But my God, God is bringing up people. But I want to bring it right home to you. God is asking you, will you be a modern day deliverer? Will you use my spirit to do the works of an evangelist in your town?
Yeah, there were tremendous deliverers, Vic, in the Bible. We've got Gideon. We've got Samson. Obviously, Moses. There was Esther. There was Deborah in the book of Judges. And, you know, what it's really all about is to use what's in your hand. You know, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, "So the Lord said to Moses, what's in your hand? And he said, a rod." And that's what God gave Moses, to stretch forth that rod to part the Red Sea. And I could just hear the cry in the people, even in this region. The deliverers are prophetically crying out and prophesying, "Let my people go. Let my people go." And you know what it's like, Vic, is the people get delivered out of Egypt, but Egypt doesn't get delivered out of the people. You know, the people are starting to get delivered, but then they maybe smell some of that brick and mortar and that clay that used to be on their hands, even though they washed their hands for a few months later, and they got so used and so indoctrinated with religion. You see, there's a religious system, Vic, that desensitizes the people and the body of Christ that, to be honest with you, they could almost buy into anything. And with the religious system comes to muzzle and constrict and constrain the prophetic voice of God. And the prophetic voice of God, such as Moses, that that he could see the people delivered, but the people had to go through a process.
And let me tell you something, there is a process. You know, God called me as a prophet, and I want to tell you that I've been in process ever since I heard those words. So there are other people, I just feel to say this. Right now, we're not giving you a key to say, oh, that's the problem. The church is holding me back. No, no, no. God is bringing you through his perfect system. He's aligning you with the system that he has ordained to touch this earth. I want to talk to you more about this deliverer. You know, in the Old Testament, God used men as deliverers. Did you know that, Brother Rob?
Absolutely.
He used men. But I want to say this. In the New Testament, I take note and I see the church becomes, as a whole, a deliverer. Let me tell you the story. Peter gets thrown in jail. And he's in jail, and my God, I don't see him doing much praying. I see him doing more praising. But the Bible says that the church was in their home. They came together and they prayed for the delivery of Peter to come out of that jail. And when they started to pray, I tell you something, they prayed like me and you pray, because when Peter knocked on the door, Rhoda took a look and she slammed the door in his face and went back and prayed. My God, somebody get this by revelation. Sometimes you say you pray with faith, but you're just like Rhoda. When the prayer is answered, you forget that you prayed that, and it comes right in front of your face, and you slam the door of your heart. But I tell you, start to write down some of the prayers that you've have asked God, and you're going to see that God is an answer to many, many of your prayers.
Yeah, the plan of God, brethren, is once God delivers you, you can now be a deliverer to others. And, you know, in the book of Deuteronomy, it says the Lord thy God will deliver you little by little, and also line upon line, precept upon precept. And, you know, in my own personal walk, we call it sanctification, Vic. It's a work of a process where Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. And there's that saying, Christian under construction. And, you know, sometimes the Lord will do a deliverance in your life, and then sometimes there are deliverance says, where it's little by little, the Lord takes you out, and it's really in your mindset. In Romans 12:1, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of God. And, you know, Vic, let's talk about delivering the people. There's a cry in the book of Joel where it says that put in the sickle in Joel 3, the harvest is ripe. It says multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. And, you know, if we can't get our own backyard straight, how are we going to get the weeds out of everyone else's? And, you know, Vic, there's Judea, there's Samaria, and then there's the uttermost parts of the earth. So what the Lord's saying is, hey, get the weeds out of your own backyard, then get them out of the backyards of your region, and then you can go national. And, you know, there's people that just want to go international and national, go to Africa, but their next door neighbor doesn't even heard the gospel for them after 10 or 20 years. So let's deal with reality. This is a realistic Christianity. Let's put legs to this. We've got to be evangelists to be about the Father's work. And, you know, I think about Vic out of a secular business, the Garden Depot of Route 112 in Coram, who was winning souls for almost three decades, discipling people, preaching Jesus Christ out of a business while he was also successful making money.
And that's it. And I tell you, God will use whatever boat you give him. He'll use what you give him as a strategy to bring the harvest of the world. You see, you've got to understand, in the heart of God, deep in the recesses of God, he loves people. From the beginning of time, God wanted to make a family. He didn't want to make robots. He wanted a family that would understand with their own heart who he is. And I believe that God now is enveloping his body as the family of God. But I want to say this also, that Paul said at one point, he says, I've been giving you the milk of the word, but now I've come to give you the meat. People, we've got to understand that we've got to take this to the next level. We need the meat of God. We've got to get this meat and start to chew on it and get revelation from it. We can no longer speak about the fallen man. I hear so many preachers talking about the fallen man, but my God, my Bible says when when you find Christ. You're a new creature. All things have passed away, and you are new. My God, I believe that Christ, as the main deliverer of the Bible, came and set you free. He's given you the grace of His Spirit that you could run this race with His anointing.
Yeah, Vic, Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, God takes him on the road of Damascus. And that is the road that God takes us all on to de-mask us. And you know, it's time to take the masks off in this hour. What Vic's saying is, could you imagine Paul's life if he looked back? Paul would say, I have finished a race. I have kept my eyes on the prize. I fixed my gaze towards the high calling. And you know, it says all things have passed away when you accept Christ. All means all. And that's really was one of the successes, I believe, of Paul, who became a deliverer in the New Covenant, the New Testament, where he didn't look back. And, you know, the Bible has very little to say about the old man, Vic. In fact, the Bible says to put off the old man and to put on the new man, which is Christ Jesus. And that's really what we got to fix our gaze towards in this hour. And, you know, Vic, in this hour, God is looking for modern day deliverers. We're the church now. We're the now people. And, you know, in the book of John, Jesus said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me to finish His work. He goes on to say, hey, don't say there's 4 months and then comes the harvest. The harvest is ripe. The harvest is now. And I love this. In John chapter 6, Jesus lifted His eyes up and seeing a great multitude coming toward Him. So He lifted up His eyes. He got His eyes off His own circumstances, and He's seen the needs of the people. And you know, the demand on Christ's life in the Gospels is incredible. They're ripping the roof off to get to Him. Jesus, they have to put Him in a boat and send Him off the shore because the crowds were so demanding. They were pulling, and there were people saying, if we could just touch Him, we could pull virtue and we could get healed. And
yeah, I just want to remind you that it says in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, I just want to read this in the final few minutes here. Do you know that in a race all runners run, but only one get the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. And I want to stop there. We need to run with the direction of the Holy Spirit. We need to understand that God has liberated us. We can't look back. We've got to look to the high calling in Christ. We've got to understand that we are kids of the King. We are children of the King. We've got to understand that us plus God is a majority. God has called us to walk and talk as He would talk in the earth. Well, I want to just bless you in the name of the Lord. I love you. We appreciate you, and tune in again real soon. God bless.